Track 16, Section 5, Medicare Supplement Insurance Medigap Policies, pages 77 to 78. What else should I know about Medigap? Before you can buy Medicare Supplement Insurance, Medigap, you must generally have Part A and Part B with Medigap. You pay a monthly premium to a private insurance company in addition to the monthly Part B premium you pay to Medicare. If you're thinking about buying Medigap, be sure to compare plans. The costs can vary between plans offered by different companies for exactly the same coverage, and may go up as you get older. Some states limit Medigap premium costs. A Medigap policy only covers one person. Spouses must buy separate coverage. Note: in some states, you may be able to buy another type of Medigap policy called Medicare Select. It requires you to use hospitals and, in some cases, doctors within its network to be eligible for full insurance benefits, except in an emergency. If you buy Medicare Select, you have rights to change your mind within 12 months and switch to standard Medigap. Can I buy Medigap and a separate Medicare drug plan from the same company? Yes, but you may need to make two separate premium payments. Contact the company to find out how to pay your premiums. Can I have drug coverage in both Medigap and my Medicare drug plan? No. Go to page 89 for more information. When does a Medigap policy start? Generally, your Medigap policy will begin the first of the month after you apply, unless you ask for a different effective date. When's the best time to buy a Medigap policy? The best time to buy a Medigap policy is during your Medigap open enrollment period. The six-month period begins the first month you have Medicare Part B, medical insurance, and you're 65 or older. Some states have additional open enrollment periods. After this enrollment period, you may not be able to buy a Medigap policy or it may cost more. In certain situations, you may have rights to buy a Medigap policy, guaranteed issue rights, outside of your Medigap open enrollment period. If you delay signing up for Part B because you have group health coverage based on your, or your spouse's, current employment, your Medigap open enrollment period won't start until you get Part B. Federal law generally doesn't require insurance companies to sell Medigap to people under 65. If you're under 65, you might not be able to buy the policy you want, or any policy, until you turn 65. However, some states require Medigap insurance companies to sell Medigap policies to people under 65. If you're able to buy one, it may cost more. Call your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. Go to pages 114 to 117 for the phone number of your local SHIP. Or your state insurance department to learn more about your rights to buy a Medigap policy. A trusted agent or broker may also be able to help. Can I have Medigap and a Medicare Advantage plan? If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, it's illegal for anyone to sell you a Medigap policy unless you're switching back to original Medicare. If you aren't planning to drop your Medicare Advantage plan, and someone tries to sell you a Medigap policy, report it to your state insurance department. If you have Medigap and join the Medicare Advantage plan, you may want to drop Medigap. You can't use Medigap to pay your Medicare Advantage plan co-payments, deductibles, and premiums. Important: if you want to cancel your Medigap policy, contact your insurance company. Most Medigap policies don't automatically cancel when joining a Medicare Advantage plan. If you drop your Medigap policy to join a Medicare Advantage plan, you may not be able to get the same policy back, or in some cases, any Medigap policy unless you leave your Medicare Advantage plan during your trial right period. If you drop a Medigap policy to join a Medicare Advantage plan for the first time, you'll have a single 12-month period, your trial right period, to get your Medigap policy back if the same insurance company still sells it once you return to original Medicare. If it isn't available, you can buy certain Medigap policies, depending on state law and whether you're new to Medicare on or after January 1, 2020. You may also have an opportunity to join a Medicare drug plan at this time. If you joined a Medicare Advantage plan when you were first eligible for Medicare Part A, at 65, you can buy certain Medigap policies sold by an insurance company in your state. If you switch to Original Medicare within the first year of joining the Medicare Advantage plan, the types of Medigap policies you can buy depend on whether you were new to Medicare on or after January 1, 2020. You may also have an opportunity to join a Medicare drug plan at this time. Some states provide additional special rights to buy a Medigap policy. Where can I get more information? Call your state insurance department. Visit content.nic.org/state-insurance-departments to get the phone number for your state insurance department. Visit medicare.gov/medigap-supplemental-insurance-plans to find policies and pricing in your area. Visit medicare.gov/publications to review the booklet, Choosing a Medigap Policy, a guide to health insurance for people with Medicare. Call your state health insurance assistance program, SHIP. Go to pages 114 to 117 for the phone number of your local SHIP. A trusted agent or broker in your area may also be able to help. Go to pages 10 to 14 for an overview of your Medicare options.